Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 10 in A Course in Miracles workbook. My thoughts do not mean anything. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. My thoughts do not mean anything. This idea applies to all the thoughts of which you are aware or become aware in the practice periods. The reason the idea is applicable to all of them is that they are not your real thoughts. We have made this distinction before and will again. You have no basis for comparison as yet. When you do, you'll have no doubt that what you once believed were your thoughts did not mean anything.
This is the second time we have used this kind of idea. The form is only slightly different. This time the idea is introduced with, quote, my thoughts, end quote, instead of, quote, these thoughts, end quote. And no link is made overtly with the things around you. The emphasis is now on the lack of reality of what you think you think.
This aspect of the correction process began with the idea that the thoughts of which you are aware are meaningless, outside rather than within, and then stressed their past rather than their present status. Now we're emphasizing that the presence of these thoughts means that you are not thinking. This is merely another way of repeating our earlier statement that your mind is really a blank. To recognize this is to recognize nothingness when you think you see it. As such, it is the prerequisite for vision.
Close your eyes for these exercises and introduce them by repeating the idea for today quite slowly to yourself. Then add, this idea will help to release me from all that I now believe.
The exercises consist, as before, in searching your mind for all the thoughts which are available to you without selection or judgment. Try to avoid classification of any kind. In fact, if you find it helpful to do so, you might imagine that you're watching an oddly assorted procession going by, which has little, if any, personal meaning to you. As each one crosses your mind, say, this thought, blank, does not mean anything. That thought about blank does not mean anything.
Today's idea can obviously serve for any thought that distresses you at any time. In addition, 5 practice periods are recommended, each involving no more than a minute or so of mind searching. It is not recommended that this time period be extended, and it should be reduced to half a minute or even less if you experience discomfort. Remember, however, to repeat the idea slowly before applying it specifically and also to add, this idea will help to release me from all that I now believe.
My thoughts do not mean anything, and so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Well, I'd like to share some comments about this lesson, but my thoughts do not mean anything. It's really fun to watch our thoughts because they take us on these wild journeys into all of these, most of the time, journeys into the future based on past references, at least in my experience, because whatever comes up seems to be, you know, some harbinger of what might be in the future. You know, whatever's happening today, you know, we kind of model it up with what we think it might, what impact it might have for our future based on the impact that it had in our past. My thoughts do not mean anything is a very radical affirmation, really, that we consider today. And we've already talked at some length just in these first 10 days about, in A Course in Miracles workbook lesson, we've already talked at some length about thinking. Thinking is, as you can probably see now, the underlying idea that we are, that Jesus has us focusing on. And the other thing that I like about this workbook lesson 10 is that here he really is saying, now close your eyes. Now, before we were looking around, we were looking at things outside of ourselves and beginning to grasp that we identify everything from past ideas, past teaching, past learning, and mutually agreed upon definitions of how we have been conditioned to see the world. So we're looking at the world through the conditioned mind of the ego self, as we say, the thinking self. But today now he's saying, now close your eyes and begin to watch your thoughts, not just names of things, but now really the characterization, the movie, the drama, the storyline that we put thoughts, our thinking through. Okay, our thinking mind is always kind of crafting stories and narratives about things around us and how they fit into our daily lives. So this idea will help to release me from all that I now believe. So it is the release or the unlearning of the conditioned mind, the belief system, which is ideas that we keep thinking over and over that are validated or self-validating because we've discovered the world is reflective. And so the whole focus this first week or so has been about thinking, the thinking self, watching the thinking self, and then backing away and being the observer of my thoughts, our individual thoughts.
I view this lesson as a shift to cause. So we began brilliantly with seeing, with what we believe to be cause, which is form that we perceive through the body eyes, and that now we are going to cause. And we've done this flip a couple times, but you know, this lesson to me is really going to cause, you know, that my thoughts do not mean anything. So we're going to my thoughts. I think it's interesting to shift from ownership by saying my thoughts to creating a little bit of objectivity by going, shifting to this thought or these thoughts. So it creates a little bit of spaciousness. But our thoughts or mind is what outpictures into what we believe that we see. And as we've learned that if our minds are preoccupied with the past, then these thoughts our illusion, because the past isn't present, it's not reality, and so it's illusion. And so when I say my thoughts do not mean anything, I also think that this lesson is supporting the idea of the proper use of denial. You know, so now we're denying the meaning or the power of illusion and thoughts based upon the past are illusory. And so the emphasis is now on the lack of reality of what we think we think. And in this way, it's the, you know, proper use of denial to deny illusion. Now, we identify so closely with our thoughts and our thinking that this is unsettling. And yet this is what will help to release us from what we now believe, which is making us sick, unhappy, depressed, angry, at war, separate, all of those things. So this is really, again, a shift and a turn toward healing, towards wholeness, towards happiness, by releasing us from the sickness with which we believe and conduct our thinking.
Yeah, I'm like thinking of the controlling self as a kind of a new way of seeing the ego, because it's really just, it wants to control everything.
Yeah.
It wants to control everything. So we find ourselves getting caught up in the internal drama, storyline, or the narrative that we're telling ourselves, or the ego is kind of telling us, and we're almost like being dragged along for the ride. But it does certainly seem like my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
My personality, self-thoughts. So let's look back and ask ourselves, can we be released from the idea that we need to control things? And I love the adder that he's put in here. You know, he says, this idea then will help to release me from all that I now believe. And that's a big word, all. It's a big word, you know, not from most of what I believe, but he's saying this idea will help to release me from all that I now believe. And he makes it very clear that our thoughts, you know, that we are emphasizing that the presence of these thoughts means that you are not thinking. We believe our thoughts are real. We believe our perception of the world is real and valid. And this is my quote unquote truth. This is how I see the world. This is how I live my life. You know, so we're being asked to step back away from that, release that a little bit, release ourselves a little bit from the conditioning and become more of the observer. And as it's been said, you know, to wear the world lightly, you know, like a loose coat, or, you know, to be in the world but not of the world. And so that's, I believe, how we can help ourselves to see this with a new intention of just working the exercise, working the practice, not getting hung up too much on any resistance, if we find any, about what this means to us at this point in time. My thoughts do not mean anything, and so it is. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us today, and stay the course. We will be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send